Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there at Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and Geo7. We manage the following bands or artists from around the world. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, SoCal Wreckers, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Mortis All Dancers featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. We have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury, Side Effect, Burn the Ships, Berserk, and Hollywood Nightmare. We have the following bars and or venues that we work with regularly, and we have our weekly shout out to them. We have the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. That's at 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. The owners are Marco and Angie Cordova. Shout out to you guys. Hope everything's okay. Hope we have, that we're still open, that everything's great, and that we'll work with you again soon. We have Petey's Place at 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Owner Petey Partello. We miss you very much, Petey, and we can't wait to have shows again there soon. Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. The owner is Greg Beer. Shout out to Greg. Can't wait to work with you very soon. Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Fuoco. He also has a tribute band, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. And we cannot wait to work with you again, Nick. Have you play our concerts with Nightmare, as well as play your events, Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. We miss you very much, buddy. Can't wait to get everything going again. Now, we have an amazing, who's up first? Let's say we have a new health segment that we'll be doing from now on, starting this Wednesday, November 11th of 2020. By the way, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans out there around the world. Today is Veterans Day here in the United States. So we want to shout out to all of our veterans from around the world. Thank you for serving and being there for us and being the front lines and, taking care of the dirty work, so to speak, for our country. We salute you and thank you so much for your service, all the men and women out there. like I said, we have our health segment starting this week with Derek Webb, who is from New Hampshire. Which is the next state over from where I'm from, Maine. So that's New England. And I want to give a shout out to Derek and say, what's up, Derek?
What's up, Jenny?
Are you ready to start your health segment?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to get down into it.
Hell yeah, let's do this. All right, I'm going to mute my mic so you take it away.
All righty. How's it going, boys and girls? Welcome live to Derek's Fitness Network. Today we are going to be working on the biceps. So today, live from Jenny's Real Talk Radio and LA Hollywood Talk Radio Network, we're doing the biceps. And we're going to be doing some bicep iso holds. So bicep iso holds, what's that mean? That means how to gain that stronger bicep. Because you hear it all the time. You hear it everywhere you go in any of the gyms. You get those boys and girls out there complaining. They want the big biceps. They want to bulge. They want it big. They want to look strong. And sometimes you just got to pump that sucker up. And the best way to do that is what we call an iso bicep hold. And it's going to involve a couple dumbbells. I won't go too heavy here because it can get some injury and you're going to tire out too early. So you want to start with some light, moderate to size weight, nothing too heavy. Like I said, my old motto, what I go by is quality over quantity. Make sure you stick by that. I'm going to take these biceps and we're going to work them. So you ready? Take these dumbbells here. For example, I got some 30s and that's the best way to do it. And that's what I do. I mean, if you're home, make it lighter, make it bigger. Who knows? But let's start off with 30. Your bicep iso hold. You want to take one arm, say here, this is the example. I'm going to take the right arm. Hold the bicep in position like this while carrying and holding that weight in secure lock position. You want to lock the bicep like you're trying to curl in a position. You want to take the other arm, the left arm, dumbbell curl. You want to come on up. We're going to do some bicep curls. Ready? We're going to do it. We're going to do 10 on each arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here, I'll turn around so you guys can see me. 7. You want to hold the dumbbell up just like that. 8, 9, 10. And I'm going to go for 12. 11. I like 12. Big number, 12. Here we go. Then we're going to do the same thing, other arm. So you're going to want to hold that dumbbell. Like I said, you want to give it sturdy structure because if you don't, accidents happen. So you come on up. Hold it. Like I said, nothing too big here, nothing too light. Just that perfect medium. Go for 12 this side. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Make sure when you do that, you come all the way down. I can tell you. I'm feeling the burn in the bicep. That's the key. When you do that move, like I said, you hold that up, come on up this side, or you come back together, do either side, boom. When you do that and you hold that, you feel the burn. And that's the key here. You want to feel the burn, you want to feel the structure. That's what you do. When you feel that burn, you know you're working that bicep. And when you feel that burn, you know you feel the tensity right at the arm. It's like someone's stabbing you. And that's when you know you got something going. That's the best way to do it. And that's the way to get the job done around here. Next thing, too, why not throw a little shoulder arm action? Use the dumbbells for that. So come back here. Use a little dumbbell action. We're going to go like this. Ready? 5, 3, 4, 5, 6. How about 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Come on up. Yeah, there you go. Shoulders and arms. A little tip of stuff you can do at home. Beautiful things. Fabulous things. Great for you. Great for the soul. Great for everyone involved. And that's how you get it done. Shoulders and arms and biceps. Beautiful things. Tune in next week, next Wednesday. I'll be doing some chest. We'll be working on the chest. So we'll be having plenty of chest routines and activities to present to you. And fabulous, lots of other beautiful things. Lots of chest workouts. And tips of ideas and events.
What's up? That was awesome.
What's that?
It's a good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Learned a lot like there.
We're going to be doing some chest activity, and I can't wait. Chest, my favorite.
Hell yeah. I'm very excited. How was your interview? I mean, everything good?
What's that?
How was your interview? How was everything?
Pretty long. By the time I was done, I was like, actually, time flew by because honestly, when you're talking and talking, you don't realize the time goes and you're like, oh shit, it's gone, it's done. So it went pretty good for the most part. Discussed some of the film, all the fitness stuff and all that other stuff. And I discussed with him, actually, I was coming over here to this network to do this. And he's like, wow, so you're going to bounce from me to go over there? And I'm like, in person these days, I guess, you know?
Right. Well, that's good. It means you're busy.
Oh, yeah. It keeps me going, keeps my blood pumping, and definitely gives me something to do. If I didn't have this, honestly, I'd be sitting at home right now. And, so can't beat that. Can't complain.
Right. Very true. All right. Well, that's awesome. That was Derek Webb with our weekly health segment. He'll be back next week to give us some more tips about the chest area, how to work it.
What's that?
To build it, how to work it.
Oh, yes.
Those tips, you know what I mean? That's what we're looking for these days, especially here in California. Everybody wants weight and stuff, so or look the hard body. So those are some good tips.
Oh yeah, I know that's the time to have it, especially in the time that we're in right now, the pandemic and all the craziness going on. Why not get off the couch, get moving, and keep your mind occupied, and keep the body healthy, keep the body involved.
We best believe a lot of people got enough time on their hands right now with everything going on.
Let's turn around this. Parking
lot. Yeah, no excuses. You're at home working. Get in shape.
Couch. No excuses from any of you. Get off the couch.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. I'm not sure if our guest is going to join us or not, but we do have a couple of songs I want to play. And so I know Ronan's got these queued up for us. So I don't know if you want to, okay, well, it is what it is. I guess he didn't get the link in time. All right. I want to just talk about Cecil Parker. Go check him out. He is a soul R&B singer. And, you know, let's play some music. I got two tracks from Cecil to play. So if you want to cue those up, Ronan, we'll go ahead and play those now.
when you're not here, I can still feel your love feels so good, thinking about you, being around you, your touch is all that I need to breathe.
I hope you know,
I feel your love so much.
Give it all, and I can't wait for us to get closer, closer to and forever close. Every day I see you, I feel absolutely old. Every time I need you, you're right there for me. Let me promise to you, like you promised to me, I promise you love.
Hell yeah. That was Cecil Parker with Bring It and Love So Much. Two really great songs. He was the, I think he was the bronze, how you say? He was the Bronze Pop Global Music Award finalist for 2020. And he's like a little bit of a cross, like Bruno Mars and other like pop, soul, R&B singers. Really great musician. He's got a great sound. And we will get him on the show again to be on here soon again. But we'll play some more of his music. He's got a 19-song album. It is called, it's been praised by a lot of critics for possibly being like a Grammy Award winner. So that's amazing. It's very hard to accomplish things like that, especially in the music industry. Let's see. Our guest next week will be Auris, A-U-R-I-S. They're a band from Chile. They're like, I don't know, hard rock, alternative rock. The big one, though, coming up is November 25th. We've got a little Circle the Earth. Amazing band. Michael, and it's an amazing band. You'll really love their music. It's just incredible. And great people to work with. Circle the Earth is just an amazing band. And we couldn't be more pleased. It was originally another band, but it kind of got changed and morphed into Circle the Earth. But some really great music, really great stuff coming from them. They're a band from literally different parts of the world. Some really great music, and very pleased, you know, that they're going to be on the show. And that's Wednesday, November 25th. Like I said, great music. Can't wait for them to be on the show. And it's really great people. You're going to love that stuff. And hold on, I'll get you a little bit more.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oops, my video dropped out on my phone. I do apologize for that. Sometimes we get little glitches here in Los Angeles. I do apologize. But we've got a lot of great things going on for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. A lot of new changes, a lot of things going on. We have a lot of different stuff going on right now. We've got, an entertainment magazine. Check out our whole Get Real Global Entertainment page. We have Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook. We have Get Real Global on Instagram, Get Real Global on Twitter. Check out Circle the Earth on Facebook. And that's Michael McBay, a really great band. You're going to love the music. It's like, I want to explain it. It's like pop, soul, R&B kind of music. And you're going to really love them. They have the best sound. We just did a video shoot with them recently, where we showcased some of their new music. Amazing sound, but they are, I'm trying to think of what the name of their band was before that, but Circle the Earth, great stuff. Go check them out. But we have a lot of divisions, a lot of things going on right now. We have Get Real Global Entertainment Magazine. We have Get Real Global Records. Now we're launching our own record label. We have Get Real Global Radio. So we're going to be launching our own radio station. Get Real Global Television, which is going to be our TV channel. It's going to feature videos from bands that we work with from around the world. We're going to have interview shows about the industry, the entertainment, music, movies, you name it. It's going to be a lot of different things like that. It's kind of, I don't want to say, like, I guess kind of like MTV when MTV still was good. It's going to be some great stuff, though. Like I said, some interview shows, talk shows, music news, entertainment news, that kind of stuff. It's going to be great stuff. Very looking forward to it. Very excited about that. And then we also have, let's see, Get Real Global Productions. That's our production company for concerts, music videos, that kind of stuff. We also have, let's see, Get Real Global. Hold on, we got a bunch of stuff going on. Get Real Global Films, which is going to be our movie company. We're going to have our own, make our own movies, different genres. It's going to be great. Got a horror, comedy, drama, action, sci-fi, fantasy, you name it. We're going to, well, do our best at attempting to make movies. I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to have a full, you know, production team for all that. But like I said, Get Real Global Television, that's going to be our television channel with different stuff. We're also going to make our own television shows. So, you know, comedy, sci-fi, horror, fantasy, different stuff. Maybe even like a zombie television show. You never know. We might have our own zombies and our own vampires and stuff, you know. Kind of like do our own new version of Supernatural, which has only got 2 episodes left. This week and next week, I believe, and then the show is done for good. 15 seasons. Supernatural. I'm just kidding. For all you Supernatural fans out there, you're going, oh my God, it's just so sad. But it is what it is. Great show. But we have a lot of stuff. We're going to, you know, do our best to make, you know, some new things, new television shows, new movies. We've got what else? Geez, Get Real Global Publishing, that is our book company. So like you know, we're gonna have our own books, we're gonna publish books for others, and a lot of great things going on. Geez, I'm trying to think. I know records, films, television, productions. Oh, Get Real Global Artist Management. That's obviously all the bands and artists that we manage that we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast. Go check out so many different people. Go check out Sasha George. She does artwork for bands, for like record label records, you know, like the artwork for the actual album itself. She does so many different things in the art world. Go check it out. She has like different books. She writes so many different genres of books. The woman I think has like a sci-fi. She's got fantasy. She got the House of Blood book series. Go check those out. She got a bunch of book series. She's like, just go check her out. Sasha George, author, and her artwork. So I think it's SashaGeorgeArt.com or something like that. Go check her out anyway. She's Sasha George or Sasha B. George on Facebook. We also have Dilly Briggs, the Dilly Briggs Rock News Show. Check her out. You know, always support all of our industry professionals. We also, she does like interviews with bands just like I do, but she just focuses like on rock, metal, that kind of stuff, but anything to do with music. So we'll check that out. Let's see. We got Ed Reichort. Go check him out. He has, I think the Road Dog. Oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the show. I need to write all this down, but he's on Rock Rage Radio, Road Dog Radio Show, I think it is, or go check it out. He's go check out Ed Reichort. Lots of great stuff going on. We have so many different people that we need to shout out for. Oh, also go check out my man Xander Dames. That's X-A-N-D-E-R. And then the last name is D-A-M-E-S. The Xander Effect. That's X-A-N-D-E-R and then E-F-F-E-C-T. The Xander Effect. He gives you all the news from like entertainment, things going on, the world of sports, world of gaming, you know. So if you like video games, he has a lot of stuff going on with that. Celebrity news, like all kinds of stuff. Great, great show. Go check it out, The Xander Effect. We have, like I said, so many industry professionals that we work with that you could be checking out right now. We have Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. He does concerts in Southern California, just like we do. We hopefully are going to be able to get back to doing that very soon. So I would be very happy once that is a thing again, so that way we can start doing concerts. Of course, we play music from many different venues. Play it at different venues, and we play many different styles of music. So could be, you know, rock, could be hard rock, could be metal, classic rock, could be a tribute band, cover bands. We deal with, let's see, alternative rock, grunge. We have soul R&B, rap artists, you know, pop, hip hop. We have so many different things that we utilize, many different bands going on. That we work with, just so many amazing artists out there. Go check everybody out, though. We have, go check out some of our bands. Go check out Potty Mouth. They're very, very interesting. They go well with Green Jelly. If you know who Green Jelly is, go check them out. Our buddies, my bro Nathan Young plays bass for them. So go check them out. Go check out Mortis, the Devil's Reject. He's like an industrial goth, I guess you'd call it. Kind of like in the metal-ish genre. Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Lady Cinder. Lillian Sin is going to be in some upcoming James Balsamo films. I'm not sure if she's doing a Hollywood Werewolf, which stars Andy Dick. So great stuff. Andy Dick as a werewolf. Very interesting. I'm going to say that. But they do like freak show performance. They also, Lillian Sin is going to be in a bunch of movies coming up, horror movies. We have, let's see, Christmas Slasher as a featured, you know, like the main star of the whole thing. So check that out. Like I said, they're going to be on the show December 9th. But if you want to queue up, Ronan, if you could queue up Soul Rising, S-O-U-L and then R-I-S-I-N-G. Maybe we could play a couple of songs by them. Give you kind of an idea of what Circle the Earth would sound like. I don't know if you can play a couple different songs. I guess your pick. I'm trying to think of the name of the titles. But if you could play like two songs by Soul Rising, that'll give you an idea of what Circle the Earth has to offer. That is what they used to be, but now they're Circle the Earth, all new members. Kadia is the lead singer, and then Michael McVeigh is the bassist. So check them out. It's going to be some new music coming up. Like I said, Wednesday, November 25th, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time here on LA Talk Radio on Jay's Real Talk on the Block. So if you could play two songs by Soul Rising, Ronan, that'd be great. Hopefully we can find the songs. All right. Oh, well, while we're waiting for Ronan to queue up a couple of songs by Soul Rising, we can maybe play a teaser song by Circle the Earth next week. But we have them coming up, like I said, November 25th. And Oris is next week. And then we have Brandy Kate's Mitternacht from, was it Darling Dead? He's going to be on January 6th. And I'm going to be doing some product reviews coming up soon. I believe on December 30th, that'll be our show there. So good times. We got a lot of stuff going on. But like I said, we got a couple of songs, hopefully by Soul Rising, but we got a lot of people to show, you know, check out. A lot of artists. Okay, damn it. A lot of artists that we play on our show, a lot of music. Check us out, Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And we're also syndicated, like I said, on iHeartRadio. Check us out everywhere music is played, basically. We're on Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can think of. Go check out Tori Eldridge, author of The Ninja's The Ninja Daughter and The Ninja's Blade. Great books. I read both of them. Just amazing. His character, main character, Lily Wong. She just very, very tough. She's Norwegian and Chinese. So interesting combination. So like Eurasian, I guess they call that. I picture that main character of the book. I saw a movie recently. It was called, what's that movie called? Death of Me. It was the Death of Me. New movie. It's got, I think, Maggie Q is her name. Maggie Q. That's who I picture would play Lily Wong if she was a character on television or in a movie. And then, of course, go check out Fallen Fury. Go check out Charros of Rock. That's Charros. And then of Rock. They are just a really great band. They do like covers of different rock songs, but like popular rock songs, but they're like in a set to kind of like a mariachi style of music, which is great. Different take on stuff. Ronan, if you could please cue up. Let's see. Oh, cue up a Fallen Fury song. Let's do, I guess, Michael Voorhees is the name of it. Maybe play them. Like one song by Fallen Fury. We could probably do that since we're talking about Fallen Fury. So hopefully you can find that one. go check out, like I said, our buddy James Balsamo. Okay, cool. All right, let's play Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury. All right, hell yeah, metal.
Win some, lose some, take your hit. Find one that's sharp and swing away. Sabotaging sun, unafraid you're standing in the setting sun. Fight!
Stay alive!
Stand!
Survive!
Run!
Die!
Win!
My life!
Hell to the Yes. So Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury. All right, let's play one more song before we end this wonderful party tonight. Can you play Goldie by Star Daddy? Should be a G-O-L-D-I, I think it's spelled. If you can find that one, Star Daddy. He's an interesting guy. Go check him out. Star Daddy, he plays kind of like, hard to describe Star Daddy. It's kind of like rap, but check it out. All right, let's check it out. Goldie by Star Daddy.
But I need you to understand, Star Daddy got needs more than every other man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh. Said I love you, baby, love you, baby. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me? Every time I bang your line, you can never hit me back. Baby, I'm trying to lie and say that I'm a different man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh. She said, I love you, baby, love you, baby. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me?
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Roads.
Thank you. All right, that was Star Daddy with Goldie. Before that, we had Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury. Just a taste of a couple of the bands that we manage. Go check us out. Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook. We are also Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook. We're Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter and Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram. Go check us out. Go check out our show. Go check out LA Talk Radio and all the amazing shows that they have on there, like Sam in the Morning with Sam Hassan. Go check out other shows of all the other people that have the Dr. Tongi show, T-O-N-G-I-E. Go check out some of the artists, but also go check out our wonderful poetry people. We had a couple of ladies on last week on our show, the And I Thought ladies. Go check out andwethought.com. Go check us out, get Real Global Entertainment LLC.com. We're here for all your entertainment needs. All right. This is Jenny and the Muse from Jay's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Signing out till next week, where we have Oris from Chile, and the week after that, Circle the Earth. All right. Shout out. Peace out. Till next week. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.